Hey crew, my name is Dakota Jean, and this is the Social Media Manager podcast. I started my career as a fashion intern in New York City, working my way up to a retail and brand director for Nicole Miller. I was recruited to move to LA and be a retail director for the Kardashians at the ripe age of 24. What I didn't realize is just how badly the stores needed marketing. So I had to bootstrap and figure something out so I could reach my goals as a retail director. At a time when almost no brands were on social media, I got the Dash stores up and running and grew the Instagram 58% in a few months to 1.2 million followers by creating a simple brand guide. Once you understand your brand and who to market your brand to, you'll be golden. Flash forward 7 years, I started the Social Media Manager to help up-and-coming social media managers to navigate this crazy field we decided to be in, and to also help business owners who want to try to grow their brand online themselves. The Social Media Manager is now bigger than I could have imagined, and I couldn't have done it without all of your support. So thank you so much for being here, and let's get this whole social thing down, shall we? Let's go. Yes. Hey, crew. Oh my gosh. It's been so long and it's so great to be back. For those of you who don't know, I am your host, Dakota Jean, and this is the Social Media Manager podcast. So I think that it's been a few months. If you listened to the last season, I ended the season by saying that I will be back in July, and it is now September. So look at that. First of all, I'd like to apologize. And for everyone who has been messaging me on social media saying, what the heck is going on? Where's the new podcast episodes? Thank you for reaching out and for being patient with me. So let me tell you what I've been up to, because it's been kind of crazy. I decided to go full force agency with the Social Media Manager. So as many of you know, I actually started the Social Media Manager as an actual business not that long ago. I just had my 1 year anniversary in August. And basically, I just wanted to quit my corporate job and start this business where I could manage a few companies' social media while doing this podcast and also coaching social media managers and business owners so that they could run their own social. Then things kind of got crazy. So basically, I started this podcast and all of a sudden, you know, people were listening to it and I got a ton of requests for me to manage their social media. And so I got, all these awesome companies reaching out and I was like, oh, I just don't have the bandwidth. Like I'm already full. And then I was like, what am I doing? Like, no, I can absolutely take you on and I just need to hire more people. So that is what I did. I'm finally an LLC. Well, not me, but the social media manager is. And I have 3 employees. I have over 10 clients. And so far, things are going really well. And I'm, of course, still doing all of the coaching. I'm onboarding new clients monthly. Like I have 3 or 4 starting this month. I have a few starting next month and it's just kind of crazy right now, but I'm really, really excited. And this is exactly what I didn't know that I needed. So I have been doing a lot of networking. I've been doing a lot of meetings and ultimately, this business is growing really fast and I'm really excited about it. So I'm really glad that you're here with me on this journey so that we can kind of talk through these things together. I know that many of the listeners are social media managers that also want to work for yourselves, and I want to help you do that. So a lot of this season is going to be about that. The first part of that, of course, is I know that I had promised everyone, man, I make a lot of promises, that I was going to create a social media manager course. I, of course, did not get to that over the summer. I did lay out the groundwork for it, but I haven't actually executed the course yet. So I'm in talks with this awesome local company that's going to help me actually do that, because I have no idea what I'm doing. Like, I obviously know the content, but I just don't really know how to put on a course. So luckily I have an amazing network that I've garnered over the last couple of months, and that's what's going to happen. Okay, so that being said, although I do not have a course readily available for you at this moment, I have decided that I'm going to do a workshop. So if you go to thesocialmediamanager.com/courses, this will of course be linked in the show notes, there will be a workshop form that you can fill out. And basically, if you're available in October, it'll be 3 Fridays in October, the 7th, the 14th, the 21st. This will be a 3-week Zoom workshop. And we will meet once a week on that Friday the 7th, the 14th, and 21st. And each week we're going to go over something new. And you'll have homework for the next week. This is going to be a serious crash course into social media management. So, if you are serious about becoming a social media manager, or you have some experience and want to expand your knowledge, or say that you're a business owner and you want to manage your own social and really get to know the nitty-gritty of how that all works, then I highly recommend that you apply. Now, I'm saying apply because I want it to be a very intimate 3-week session. I will do more of these, so there are more chances for the future, but I want everyone who is going to apply to be very serious about it, and I want you to be available for those dates. So obviously, if something were to happen and you can't make it, you'll have access to the replays, but I really, really need you to be there. And I really want to stress that, because this workshop is going to be so much more than just learning a few things from me. It's also going to be an incredible networking tool where we can all learn from each other. We're all going to share each other's knowledge and really get to know each other on a level where we can network and help each other expand our networks so that we're all successful. This is going to be a really cool workshop, and I'm really excited about it. So we're going to be going over strategy. We're going to be going over all of the tools that I use and exactly how I manage social media. And then beyond all of that, it's going to be this amazing space where we can all get to know each other and get on each other's networks, right? And really help each other so that we can all grow and expand. So I highly recommend that you apply. And again, it's at thesocialmediamanager.com/courses. And there's a series of questions on there that you'll have to answer. Don't worry. If you have never managed social, you should apply. If you have internship experience, you should apply. If you have over 6 months experience, even maybe a year, maybe two, and you just really want to expand your knowledge, or you feel like maybe you haven't gotten the knowledge that you need up to this point, then I really recommend that you apply. And again, if you're a business owner and you just want some guidance on how to go about successfully setting up your social media, then please apply. So let's do it. I'm going to only accept a certain amount. I'm not 100% sure on what number that is just yet. But I, again, want to keep it fairly intimate just so that we all have a chance to get to know each other and that you have enough time one-on-one with me as well. All right, So you guys know how much I talk about how the life of a social media manager and entrepreneur can be really overwhelming. We're rarely taking breaks. And when we do, like if we go on vacation, we're still working to make sure that our posts go out as scheduled. I was using Leader to schedule posts, but it was so pricey and so annoying with the profiles constantly needing to refresh. Well, lucky for all of us, I found a much better scheduling platform. It's called Vista Social. Yes, this is an ad, but this is 100% real when I say that I literally love everything about this platform. Not only is it super user-friendly, it has everything you could possibly need to be successful on social media while maintaining a work-life balance. There's scheduling, including Reels, YouTube Shorts, TikTok videos, even Reddit. Plus, you can create tasks, which keeps your crew on top of everything. There's detailed reporting for all the platforms in one area so that you can track your success and provide reports to your superiors. Plus, you can respond to all comments and messages all through this one platform. I cannot praise Vista Social enough, so go try it for yourself for free right now. Use the link in the show notes. And I even had a question recently and I reached out to the Vista Social support. They got back to me within minutes. Okay, that's unheard of. Now that is definitely some customer support we all deserve. Vista Social has simple pricing plans with only two options available. There's a free plan, right? That lets you connect three social profiles with one user. After that, it's only $3 per social profile with unlimited users. Unlimited social profiles and post scheduling. Way more affordable than the others. So definitely check it out. I have the link in the show notes and let me know what you guys think about it. All right, now onward to what this season is going to look like. Basically, I'm really just going to take what we talked about in season one and dive even deeper. So I get questions all the time on social media. Thank you, by the way. I really love your DMs. Don't stop doing that. I really do love it. And I realize that, you know, I talk about a lot of topics, but not everything is addressed. And so it helps me when you write to me what you're actually interested in knowing, because then I'm like, oh, okay, I obviously didn't touch on that point, or I didn't explain that enough. So I'm going to kind of dive deeper into a lot of things. I'm also going to interview some amazing people in the space. I think it's great. I personally want everyone to be able to learn from professionals in social media so that you have, different viewpoints and maybe even things that I haven't thought of. I definitely want to do more interviews, so you'll see a lot of that. And then beyond that, I want to talk about just the business in general. So I want to give all of my learnings, everything that I've been learning with my own business and my podcast and all of these different areas of my business that might be able to help you grow your business. I am passionate about helping those who want to succeed. I don't know what it is. I guess I just realized like I can't be the only social media manager in the world, right? Like, obviously. I really want people to have a good social media presence because I'm passionate about branding and I'm passionate about businesses looking great digitally. So social media managers are in high demand right now. And I want to be a part of your journey to becoming a social media manager or to grow your experience so that you have unlimited options for your future. As you know, I'm also very passionate passionate about knowing your worth and charging your worth. If we are all charging what we're worth, then it won't seem crazy when we give proposals to potential clients. I feel like I spent this entire episode just promoting stuff, so I apologize. But I do also want to tell you about a new podcast that I have started with my friend Rosemary. It's called Cunt Cast Girls. And again, if you have listened to any of season one, you know that that's pretty on brand with me. And you'll get to know Rosemary. And basically, we talk about what it's like being in our 30s as single women trying to just navigate life and dating and everything. So I will keep you all posted on that podcast. And I'm pretty excited about it. As you can imagine, I am pretty busy, so I won't be able to do this podcast every single week. However, I'm going to try and do every other week going forward. And so the next episode, you're going to hear from Austin Armstrong. He's the founder of Socialty Pro, and he talks all things TikTok and SEO, and he's honestly so brilliant. Like, you guys need to go follow him now on Instagram and TikTok at Socialty Pro, because he gives all of this amazing advice on websites that you should be looking at and things that are kind of hidden on Google search. And he just gives all of this advice away for free. And I love it. So go ahead and follow him now, and then you'll hear from him on the next episode. So until then, crew, it's so, so great to be back. Thanks for being here, and I'll see you next time on the Social Media Manager podcast.